Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that One Earth, One Family, One Future is as relevant at the G20 Brazil summit as it was at the summit held in Delhi last year. In his remarks at the G20 session on social inclusion and the fight against hunger and poverty at the summit in Rio de Janeiro yesterday, Mr. Modi said the people-centric decisions taken at the G20 summit in New Delhi have been taken forward during Brazil's presidency. He called it a matter of satisfaction that G20 prioritized SDG goals and focused on inclusive development, women-led development, and youth power. He extended India's support for Brazil's initiative for a global alliance against hunger and poverty. Prime Minister stressed that countries of the global south are most adversely impacted by the food, fuel, and fertilizer crisis caused by global conflicts. Mr. Modi pointed out that discussions can only be successful when the challenges and priorities of the global south are kept in mind. Minister of State for Home Affairs Bandi Sanjay Kumar had a review meeting with the line departments of the centrally sponsored schemes in Nagaland yesterday at Nagaland Civil Secretariat Kohima. Mr. Kumar, who is on a two-day visit to the state after holding extensive discussions with the CSS Implementation Department and other stakeholders involved in centrally sponsored schemes, assured that all suggestions and challenges faced by the state have been thoroughly noted. He further emphasized that these concerns will be presented to the central ministry for necessary action and follow-up. Chief Secretary Nagaland, Dr. J. Alam, highlighted some major ongoing projects in the state like the four-lane national highways, railway projects connecting the state and many other iconic projects with central assistance. Representatives of Kipiri, Zunebono and Noklak highlighted the progress and challenges faced by the aspirational district blocks in Nagaland through PowerPoint presentations. Various CSS implementing departments and aspirational districts also shared their challenges faced during the implementation of the schemes during the meeting. The 25th All India Police Band Competition, organized by Assam Rifles Training Center and School, ARTCNS, commenced at Drill Ground, ARTCNS, in Shakhuvi. Speaking on the occasion, Governor Ganesan highlighted the long-standing tradition of military and police bands, emphasizing their crucial role in communication and morale building, particularly in pre-modern era. He said that music served as a crucial tool for conveying orders and signals across chaotic battlefields. Mr. Ganesan also noted that the event provided an opportunity to recognize the importance of music in boosting the spirit of police forces, urging participants to embrace competition with enthusiasm and sportsmanship. While winning is a goal, the true essence of this event lies in fostering bonds of friendship, he said. Additional Director General of Assam Rifles, Major General J.S. Bansla, underscored the significance of military bands beyond musical performance. He stressed that police bands contribute to community relations, enhance the image of the uniformed forces, and promote discipline, teamwork, and camaraderie among other members. Over the next 3 days, the competition will feature 25 teams from 16 states, 2 union territories, 6 central armed police forces, and the Assam Rifles. The participating teams will compete in 3 categories, pipe band, brass band, and buglers. In addition, the competition will recognize the 2 best conductors in each of the brass band and pipe band categories. Special contests for Mahila pipe and brass bands will also take place, with teams vying for the coveted winner and runner-up titles. The Chagasang Public Organization, CPO, has expressed frustration over delays and poor quality in the Kohima-Jassami two-lane road project. It urged the National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited, NHIDCL, and contractors to expedite the work while maintaining quality standards. The CPO criticized the lack of progress, citing abandoned stretches in Chagabama packages 1 and 2 that have caused severe public inconveniences. Despite repeated appeals and assurances, the poor road conditions have led to accidents and loss of lives, testing public patience. The organization called on NHIDCL to prioritize the project by facilitating advance releases for contractors and demanded the immediate clearing of debris and blocked drains. It also urged village councils to address rampant mining activities damaging the road. Reaffirming its support for the project, the CPO emphasized the urgency of timely completion, proper maintenance, and safe passage for commuters. And that's all the news we have for you this morning. Have a nice day.